21.1. EDE 01042-025-1154, audio. For the critics, let's be clear. A purple rocket tip? Yes, in this sketch, the EDED-65, the rocket tip can represent a human presence. This color also represents human comfort in a dangerous environment. You disagree. You're entitled to do so, but I won't change the color. And for the yellow ones, you have an excellent topic of discussion. Now that that's clear, let's begin. Pumping liquid from a full tank creates a vacuum. This vacuum creates suction on the liquid, and hinders pumping. It is therefore necessary to compensate for this vacuum with a gas. In the case of rockets, you must also be careful not to cause them to explode. Is this approach humorous? I admit it's a bit. But it goes further. Too little compensation pressure can generate cavitation, and that's not a good thing in the case of a rocket. In short, cavitation is the release of a gas into a liquid. These gas bubbles can reach the pump and drastically reduce its performance. As a result, the rocket's power will be reduced, and I'll let you imagine the consequences. What I'm trying to tell you is that the pressurization of propellant tanks is an important element, and even in a humorous way, I take it seriously. My first question, how many safety measures are necessary for this specific point? Your life and those of the astronauts depend on it. I'm one of those who will refuse number one, and you? This little, somewhat fanciful list in paragraph 20.6 may help us. How? For detonation tests. According to our understanding, using air for compensation represents a higher risk than helium. However, keeping options in reserve helps reduce the overall risk of a launch failure. Other options are also possible. I'm thinking here of the recirculation of a fluid in its original reservoir. Obviously, this involves a phase change, and we're still dealing with the heat exchange of the liquids. That's all for now. To be continued. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of kidnapping in September 2007. This April 8, 2025.